KD Country 94 weather.
SMC Construction in Concord City is looking to hire a job site supervisor foreman paying $25 to $32 an hour and construction laborers paying $18 to $24 an hour. Duties include forming, pouring concrete, grain bin erection, service, repair work on grain systems, assembling and installing of grain handling equipment and metal and post-frame building construction. Skills in the following a plus: welding fabrication, mechanical skills, ability to operate man lifts, skid steers, telehandler forklifts, and a CDL or willingness to obtain one. To learn more, call SMC at 785-781-4383.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 86, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 71. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, 91. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 85.
This harvest report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at SimpsonFarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. As we told you yesterday, some portions of the southern part of our listening area are just getting going a little bit. Most of the southwestern part of our listening area, it'll be probably middle of next week before things start rolling on. We did talk southeast to the Schuyler Company in Minneapolis and Ada yesterday, also there in Ottawa County. According to Brent Corson, general manager of Delphus Co-op Association from the Kansas wheat producers, only four or five producers are cutting near Delphus there in Ottawa County. Thus far coming in about 10 to 20 bushels per acre, fairly poor test weights, protein averaging 15% with no dockage. The wheat is ripe, but the straw is still a little tough. Corson expects producers who applied fungicide won't start harvesting for another 8 to 10 days, but that wheat could be better and should be better, closer to an average of 40 bushels per acre. Again, the drought changing quite a bit here with the summer wheat harvest, and as we roll into next week, we'll hear more from the area here. I know Osborne area, they're probably going to start mid to late next week from what I've talked to with some of the producers in that county as well, and we'll keep you up to date on all the other counties in the surrounding area here during the summer wheat harvest. This harvest report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake, brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at SimpsonFarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, the KDHE, has issued a boil water advisory for the City of Glasgow public water supply system located in Cloud County. Customers should observe the following precautions until further notice. Boil water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation, or use bottled water. Dispose of ice cubes and do not use ice from a household automatic ice maker. If your tap water appears dirty, flush the water lines by letting the water run until it clears. Disinfect dishes and other food contact surfaces by immersion for at least 1 minute in clean tap water that contains 1 teaspoon of unscented household bleach per gallon of water. Water used for bathing does not generally need to be boiled. Supervision of children is necessary while bathing so that water is not ingested. Persons with cuts or severe rashes may wish to consult their physicians. The advisory took effect on June the 22nd yesterday and will remain in effect until the conditions that place the system at risk of bacterial contamination are resolved. KDHE officials issued the advisory because of a loss of pressure due to valve replacement. Failure to maintain adequate pressure may result in a loss of chlorine residuals and bacterial contamination. Regardless of whether the public water supplier or the KDHE announced a boil water advisory, only the KDHE can issue the rescind order following testing at a certified laboratory. For consumer questions, you can contact the water system 620-857-4464 or the KDHE itself 785-296-5514. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Glen Elder Senior Center is hiring an assistant cook and a kitchen helper. Call 785-545-3444 for more information. Glen Elder Fun Run, best damn run in Kansas, will take place on Saturday, July the 1st. Check in at 6:30. Run is at 7 a.m. And that is the opening event for Wakanda Lake Fest. And that is sponsored by Glen Elder Lions Club. And speaking of Wakanda Lake Fest, that will be on Saturday, July the 1st. We'll tell you more about that next week, but we can tell you that the fireworks display will take place that evening over at Wakanda Lake. We'll have music during that fireworks display, and we are proud to be one of the sponsors of the Wakanda Lake Fest. And it'll include live music. There'll be a beer garden, cornhole tournament. Their food trucks are going to be there, and many other items and things and activities to do. Free event with a state park pass at the Osage area at Wakanda Lake at Glen Elder State Park. Wakanda Lake Fest coming up Saturday, July the 1st. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
With the first pick in the 2023 NBA Draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Victor Wembanyama from Nantes, France.
No surprise who the Spurs took at number one in the NBA draft on Thursday night. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. Also, some KU and K-State players that are making their NBA dreams come true. Kansas City Royals with a nice win on the road on Thursday night. The College World Series National Championship Series is set, and Chris Paul traded again in the NBA. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake.
Go ahead, run is at third. With two down in the ninth inning. And MJ hits a slow roller to the right side. Diaz flips to Fairbanks. And the Royals are going to take the lead. Why in the world did Diaz flip to the pitcher instead of going to the bag himself?
In a back-and-forth game, the Royals took game one of four against the Rays in St. Petersburg Thursday night, winning by that 6-5 final after the RBI from Melendez. The Rays led 2-0 after the first, but the Royals were able to tie the game in the third with two runs. Drew Waters broke a 2-2 tie with a solo homer in the top of the seventh for KC, but the Rays retook the lead with three in the bottom of the inning. Trailing 5-3, Waters drove in two in the eighth to tie the game, and after the Royals took the lead in the ninth, Scott Barlow finished things off in the bottom of the inning, striking out the final two batters for his ninth save. Royals manager Matt Quatera returned to St. Petersburg for the first time as he came to Kansas City from the Rays staff.
I mean, regardless of where we win a game, it feels good. I mean, especially, you know, these guys have endured a lot in here this year as far as losses and tough losses. So I feel really good for them that they were able to persevere and come out on top.
Royals are now 21-54, while the Rays dropped to 52-26, but still have the best record in baseball. Game two of the four-game series at 5:40 this evening. Also on the diamond, the College World Series final is now set.
Will face the Gators in the finals.
After 10.5 innings of scoreless baseball, LSU got the two-run homer from Tommy White in the bottom of the 11th for the 2-0 win over Wake Forest. As heard, the Tigers move on to face SEC rival Florida in the National Championship Series. Wake Forest, the top seed in the tournament, and finished their season at 54-12. Today's an off day in Omaha as the best-of-three championship series starts at 6 o'clock Saturday night. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, as expected, French center Victor Wembanyama was the number one pick in the NBA draft Thursday night by the San Antonio Spurs. Despite being prepared for the moment, Wembanyama was still emotional about it.
It's just accomplishing something that I've been dreaming of, you know, my whole life. Hearing that sentence from Adam Silver, you know, I've dreamed of it so much that, you know, I gotta cry, man.
At number two, the Hornets picked Brandon Miller of Alabama, and Scoot Henderson of G League Ignite went number three to the Blazers. Twins Amon and Asor Thompson from Overtime Elite in Atlanta were the 4 and 5 picks by the Rockets and Pistons, respectively. A KU player and Kansas native was a lottery pick.
With the 13th pick in the 2023 NBA Draft, the Toronto Raptors select Grady Dick from the University of Kansas.
After just one season with the Jayhawks, Dick is headed north and happy to be a part of the Raptors.
You know, it's a dream come true, and yes, of course, being at Kansas was a dream come true for me, too, growing up there, and I think the best thing about it is just all the players, like you said, that go through there, and they do come back, too, with alumni stuff, and the advice they were to give me, and with Coach Self, Hall of Fame coach, and it's just perfect place for me to be at and get me prepared for it.
Also of note, Thursday night, K-State forward Keontae Johnson, the 50th overall pick by the Thunder, and immediately after, Kansas forward Jalen Wilson was taken 51st by the Nets. As expected, K-State point guard Marquise Noel went undrafted, but he'll join Grady Dick in Toronto as he agreed to a two-way free agent contract with the Raptors. For a full look at the NBA draft selections, visit NBA.com. Finally, in sports, prior to the draft on Thursday, Chris Paul was traded again. After being dealt from the Suns to the Wizards earlier this week, Paul's on the move again. The Wizards and Warriors have agreed to a deal that will send Paul to Golden State for Jordan Poole, a protected 2030 first-round pick and a 2027 second-round pick. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Northville, Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zanker's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.